on BuffaloBills.com as the Bills get set for another road game against the Miami Dolphins. Joining us now, Bills head coach Doug Marrone. And, Coach, as I said, another division contest and another one on the road here. How do you feel your team has matured in handling the road atmosphere since week three?
Well, really what we're trying to do is just concentrate on our team. You know, we're not really talking about, you know, on the road or at home, just how we can be more consistent. Really in all three phases. We haven't, you know, played in sync with all three phases yet, so that's what we're striving for.
Looking at the Dolphins, they've had trouble running the football. Sometimes it doesn't even look like they're interested in running the football. How do you approach a team that kind of has that approach offensively? I mean, they're throwing the ball almost 70% of the time so far through the first five games.
Well, you know, when you look at it, you know, they started off well, you know, 3-0, and then they, you know, they had the two losses. Now they had a bye week, and I think you got to be careful when teams are coming off the bye week. You know, a lot have been said down there with Coach Philbin and the rest of the staff about running the football. And going into that game, we just got to be prepared for all of those things. So, again, you're correct in what you're saying, but you don't know if they're going to change philosophically or not because, you know, who are they? Are they the team, you know, that was 3-0? You know, what were they doing there to be successful? And then when they've lost two, you know, they look at themselves and asking themselves why they've lost those two. So, you know, I'm sure in the bye week they talked about those things, so we have to be ready for everything when we play them.
Yeah, that kind of leads me into my next question because they are coming off the bye. Obviously, they're working on what they perceive to be some of their weaknesses. Naturally, every opponent wants to attack what they believe their weaknesses are, but does that bye kind of change your approach, make you cautiously aggressive, I guess, for lack of a better term?
I just think whatever you put in has to be able to adjust, meaning that, you know, a lot of times on the bye coming off, you definitely don't have an advantage, you know, being the team like us that, you know, we're going into two straight games now where both teams are coming off byes and both teams are coming off losses. So, you know, we have to do a very good job of what we have. You know, the team that you're playing is obviously going to be more rested, which is a big thing in this league. But again, at the same time, we can't use that as an excuse. We have to go in there and play. So to answer your question, yes, you do have to be, I don't want to say use the word cautious, but I would rather use the word, you know, you have to make sure that everything's adjust as well to what they may do, and you can be consistent.
Thad Lewis didn't work the middle of the field last week all that much in the passing game, but when he did, he was pretty successful. With Stevie coming back into the lineup this week, does that cater to maybe some more opportunities to work the middle of the field?
Well, when people look at that schematically, what you have to do is people have forced us to work outside more based on their coverage. So it's a matter of what's based on the coverage. You know, if you have, you know, single high safeties, you know, you want to be working the outside. I mean, that's what they force you to do. So it's very hard to throw the ball in the middle. You know, when you have the two high safety looks, then obviously it's a little bit easier schematically to throw the ball. So a lot of that's based on, you know, more on coverage than it is by, you know, forcing something.
Looking at what you did here during the practice week, you turned the thermostat up here in the field house to kind of replicate game conditions down there for the weekend. What is your overall philosophy on trying to create the game conditions during the practice week for your players?
Well, I think you do that. You know, it's like the same thing. You know, here we are working on, you know, the artificial surface, but the artificial surface is actually more like the Bermuda that we'll play in. So that's why we've been inside. So you try to do that. And I think it is a balance of that. You don't want to make a big deal out of it. You know, you're talking to the players about hydrating and make sure, you know, that we're hydrated. That program doesn't start when we land. That program started on Monday, you know, for our players. But again, you want to casually mention it because I think the more you mention it as, hey, make sure we do this, make sure we do this, it becomes a little distraction. And all our focus needs to be on the game plan.
A little impressed with your groundskeeping knowledge there, Bermuda grass. That's good. Yeah. Final question. You know, I know you've talked about how you were in a lot of places in your NFL playing career. Right. Miami was one of them. You got a chance to get on the field and work under Coach Don Shula. How may the influence of Coach Shula affect you now, even as a coach? Are there some coaching points that you still remember back to his days coaching you that maybe you incorporate into your coaching style now?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, you have someone like Coach Shula that's been very successful. You know, having had the opportunity, you know, to be on that team and really be in team meetings and watch him operate and how he, you know, ran the football program back then. Like I've always said, the one thing that I think we as a team always appreciated about Coach Shula was, you know, you always knew where you stood. I don't think anyone's ever walked out of that building and said, you know, I wonder if Coach Shula's pleased with my performance or I wonder if Coach Shula doesn't like it. And I think he was a gentleman that, you know, was always straight and just told you exactly where you stood. And I think as players, we appreciated that. So, you know, that's one of many things that I've learned from Coach Shula.
All right, very good. Coach, thanks for the time as always. Good luck on Sunday.
Great. Thank you, Chris.
All right, that's Bills head coach Doug Marrone here on BuffaloBills.com.